Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here today on Election Day 2022. It is finally here. We will say goodbye to all the commercials later on today, all of the campaign literature that comes in your mail, all the newspaper stories. But it's a fun day. It's a day of democracy, really, where you, the citizen, gets to decide where we go as a country. And that's what makes this such a special day every year. And where we go as a community. You know, we do have our local races here today. We do have our local levies, River Valley and the Fire Levy. We do have our things going on the Senate level here in Ohio. We do have our things going on the gubernatorial level. We do have our things going on the with our mayor running for treasurer, which is a very big accomplishment, I think, in the feather of the cap of Marion, anytime a local politician runs on the state level. So here we are, Election Day 2022. Hope everybody gets a chance to get out and vote today. If you already haven't, you know, I was hearing yesterday that a lot of people have already voted early, and apparently the early voter turnouts have been very good. Now, I don't know what that means. I've been hearing that there's a hidden vote, and heaven knows we talk about the polls a lot. We talk about the polls because they do tend to reflect what's going on, but it doesn't mean that things can't change, and today we'll find out if they changed. Tonight, our election coverage starts live at 7:15 p.m., and we will not go off the air until all the races are covered, so I hope you join us tonight starting at 7:15. We will be covering all the local races. Sean Kraft and Linda Sims will be in studio with me. Glenn Coble will return to the station. He'll be down at the Board of Elections. And Terry Tackett will be with us tonight. Plus, many, many call-ins tonight from a lot of people who I know you're going to want to hear from. Kathy Masters will be calling in. Dr. Mark Davis will be calling in. I believe we're going to hear from Mary Ellen Withrow tonight. We have some big names on the state level who will be calling in tonight. It's going to be a really fun night here on WGH Talk. So don't miss that. The coverage starts at 7:15 p.m. And right now, we don't even know who, I will say this. We don't know everybody who's going to call in, but some will be confirming today. Election day's busy, and late confirmations do happen. So tune in. It will all happen live. It'll be a good old-fashioned live broadcast tonight. Now, I do have to talk about the Powerball, because everybody wanted to win $1.9 billion. And I can't say if anybody has won $1.9 billion, because apparently the drawing is delayed. Oh, goodness gracious, of all things that could happen. The $1.9 billion jackpot is delayed due to a lottery error. Here's what we know right now. The Powerball drawing that was scheduled for the record $1.9 billion jackpot was supposed to happen late Monday night. It's being delayed because one of the 48 participating lotteries did not submit its sales information in time. The unnamed lottery has not finished processing its sales and play data, according to Powerball officials. The Powerball drawing from the Florida Lottery Studio in Tallahassee is expected to take place sometime Tuesday morning. Videos of the drawing are usually posted on YouTube on Powerball's channel. Powerball drawings are scheduled to be held just before 11 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. In a statement early Tuesday, Powerball said it requires all participating lotteries to submit that information before the drawing can take place. So we don't know if anybody won yet, and we don't know what's going on with Powerball. I don't even think the drawing has taken place, is what it sounds like. So who knows? You could still be a billionaire. I know a lot of people bought tickets yesterday, and I must confess, I did buy one ticket. It was mass hysteria. It was the biggest Powerball drawing in history, and I did buy a ticket. So if I find out during this broadcast that I have won the Powerball, if I disappear, you'll know what happened. I won the Powerball. Who knows when the numbers will come out and if we will have a winner. Can you imagine if we don't have a winner? We'd be up over $2 billion. Ah, boy. You know what's funny about this whole thing? Here's what I was thinking this morning. You know, it's election day. How serendipitous is it that, election night, we have had trouble getting results. You know, the ballot box won't open, or the machine's not doing the right thing. You know, we hear about this year after year after year, and the election results get delayed. Well, here on election morning, election day morning, the Powerball results are being delayed. Nothing ever works exactly how it's supposed to. Planning is a big thing. So there you go. I wonder how many people tuned in last night at 11 o'clock to the Powerball, a ton, I'm sure, the Powerball drawing, to find out that they weren't going to draw. In any event, did anybody watch that last night? What did they do? Did they just come on and say, listen, sorry, we're not going to do the drawing? I bet they're lucky that people didn't storm the studio. 740-751-4038 is the number to call in here this morning. 740-751-4038. Did anybody watch the Powerball drawing last night, which I guess did not turn into a drawing at all? Give us a buzz if you did. 740-751-4038. I'd be interested to know what they did last night. And hope still rings eternal here this morning, as we do not have a Powerball winner. All right, what else do we have to talk about here this morning? Well, I'm still having my... I can't win the Powerball, and I can't even get a free item at McDonald's. As I've been saying now for nearly 2 weeks, McDonald's... Oh, we're getting a phone call here. Let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to what we're doing here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chip, how you doing out there this morning?
Good.
Have you went out and voted?
No.
No? Are you going to go out today?
Next year.
Next year? Going to take this year off?
Yeah.
What, did you have a Powerball ticket?
No.
No Powerball either, so just kind of taking things easy.
Yeah.
Well, you're up early this morning. What are you doing?
No, watch the news.
Watching the news? Well, who's on the news this morning?
I'm going to find out. Let me watch that tonight.
Oh, you're going to watch the election tonight?
Yeah.
Are you going to tune us in at 7:15?
Yeah.
Yeah, tune us in. We'll have all the information on the local races and everything going on in the state of Ohio. Who do you like for governor, Chip? DeWine or Nan Whaley?
DeWine?
How about the Senate race with Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance?
J.D.
Vance. And what other races do we have? Well, what about our mayor running for state treasurer? We have Scott Schertzer and Sprague. Who do you like there? Scott Schertzer, sure. And how about locally for County Commissioner Dr. Davis and Kathy Masters?
Dr. Davis.
Dr. Davis. Well, there are Chip's picks. We'll have to see what happens. What do you think about the fire levy? Do you think that'll pass for a new fire station?
Yeah, pass.
Well, we'll see tonight. We'll certainly all find out. Now, you listen to us through your smart television, right, Chip?
Yeah.
You know, I love that. So you have the free TuneIn app. You downloaded that on your television. So every morning or whenever, you can just turn on your television, open up the TuneIn app for free, and listen to us.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good. Are you having bacon and eggs this morning, Chip? What are you having for breakfast?
No, yeah.
Don't. Oh, you just out of bed?
Yeah.
Well, Chip, is there anything you wanted to say to the listening audience out there this morning?
Hello. All the time, watch the news tonight.
Watch the news and start listening to us at 7:15.
You talk to Santa yet?
Have I talked to Santa? Well, you know, I have not talked to Santa yet, but I think he will be around probably the day before Thanksgiving, somewhere around November 23rd, so you'll want to tune in that morning.
Yeah. Do you play Christmas music yet?
We will start with the Christmas stuff, I think Thanksgiving night. So, yeah, the night of the 24th.
We'll play Ox Baker Christmas music.
We will. There is a little bit of Ox Baker Christmas music that's in there, so get ready for November 24th. Have you been naughty or nice, Chip? I when I tell Santa, you've been good. What do you want this year for Christmas? What should I tell?
Ox Baker stuff.
Ox Baker stuff. Well, I'll take a... What size shirt do you wear, Chip?
3X.
3X?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take a look. Now, this is Chip, the number one bagger and Marion courtesy clerk at the Kroger South location. He's there now Tuesdays from 5 to 9 p.m. Is that Tuesday and Thursday? Is that right, Chip?
Yeah.
Well, good to hear from you. Happy Election Day. Tune in tonight and call in anytime, Chip.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. There's one of our stalwart listeners, as you would say. Well, Chip's got his picks. A little to the Republican side, but if he were going to vote, he would vote for our mayor, for state treasurer. I think a lot of people... You know, I'm fascinated by what's going to happen tonight. Will the mayor win Marion County? Will he... You know what? I've talked a lot about the polls with the guests we've had on, and the polls are the polls, as I've said. But you know what? Anything can happen. It's historic, really. Nan Whaley could win. Who knows? The mayor could win. Who knows? You don't know. And that's why you have to go and vote the way you want to vote. And as I've said many times, I admire all these people for running, Republican or Democrat, because frankly, it's something I could never do. The time and the effort and putting yourself on the line and taking all that negative stuff that they throw at you, I don't know if I could ever do that. So I admire these people for doing it. Win. I don't even like calling it lose. Win, not win, or whatever. I admire that they take the time to do it. So there you go. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it on the election. But my story about the receipts at McDonald's, and I'm going to make this quick because I know you're sick of me talking about it. But every month, at the start of the month, when McDonald's gives you the receipt, there's a number at the top of your receipt, a code. And you go to the McDonald's website and you take this survey, which takes about 3 minutes, and you end up getting a free item. Now, you can do that 5 times a month. And I've been doing that since July, and they want you to take the receipt because I get the survey because I guess they get some kind of credit for it. So when November came in last Tuesday, I thought, well, okay, I can do my 5 surveys again. Well, I can't do my surveys because I don't know if it's the ink a machine at my McDonald's or what it is. But the numbers are so smeared, I cannot read the code to put it into the website to take the survey. So this morning, I was telling the lady that at McDonald's, it wasn't very busy there this morning. I said, I got there a little early. I said, hey, you know, this is not working well. And she gave me like 5 receipts. I don't know where she got the other 5, but she gave me like 5 receipts. And not a one of them is readable. So I don't know. I'm going to have to go to I'll have to drive to the other side of town just to get a receipt that I can read. I don't know why they don't just change the ink in that machine or put a new machine in. You know, McDonald's has got some dough. I don't know. That's my pet peeve today on Election Day. So I still don't have any free drinks, and here we are the 8th of the month. Do want to let people know, not only do we have live election coverage tonight starting at 7:15, but we're going to have a veteran show on Veterans Day, Friday, the 11th, from 10:15 in the morning until 12 noon. And we've got veterans who will be in the studio sharing their experiences. There's another job that I could never do. We certainly need to salute our veterans, and we will on Friday from 10:15 until 12 noon. So there's that. Now, what else do we got here? Well, the fruitcake toss is going well, heating up. I think we have 32 people in it now. It'll be December 15th at 7 p.m. So far, I don't have all the names with me. I think the full list is in the studio, but we've got Sarah and Judy Cressup, and Sarah also has two more people coming with her, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Brandon from the studio, Angie Evers, Sheriff Bales, myself, Terry Tackett, Linda Sims, Adam, Lieutenant Brown from the police station, Sheriff Bales, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, James Anderson, the naturalist, former Mayor Jack Kellogg, Dr. Davis, who's running for county commissioner, and a whole host of other people that take us up to 32 people. So we've got quite a list. Now, does anybody have any updates on the fruitcake toss they would like to share with us? 740-751-4038. So if you have any information on what took place last night during the Powerball drawing, which didn't turn into a drawing last night, or what's going on as far as the fruitcake toss, do you have any other names? Ted Jolliffe is in the fruitcake toss. There's another name I don't have written down here, but I know it's written down at the studio. 740-751-4038. Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life on TLC. I believe he's in the fruitcake toss. 740-751-4038. And I believe George Kasotis is also in the fruitcake toss. But we got to talk to George to see how that's all going to play out. I'm not exactly sure yet how that's all going to play out. George might have a vacation during that time. If he does, George will throw early. But if he doesn't have to leave town, he'll be there that night. Now, we also have something. Oh, by the way, the winner of this, there is a prize, by the way. The winner gets a plaque that will be coming from Columbus, thanks to Bob Welsh. Oh, and Bob's in the competition. Forgot to mention Bob. Bob will be bringing a plaque. It's going to be a one-of-a-kind plaque that we'll be presenting to the winner. You'll also get a certificate saying that you are the 2022 Fruitcake Toss Champion. You will get your very own Claxton fruitcake to eat, and you will get some kind of dinner from somewhere in town, a pizza, something. You'll get some kind of food prize if you're the winner of the fruitcake toss. Oh, Dono Bauer is also in the fruitcake toss. Dono was last year's fruitcake toss champion. Jeannie Evers is in the fruitcake toss. So lots of people. Lots of people. 740-751-4038. If anybody's got any type of update or information in regard to that, that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, also, there are other stuff going on with that. On November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving, from 8 a.m. until 12 noon, that morning at the studio, Bob Welsh is coming in. And George Kasotis will be there, and I will be there, and Linda Sims will be there, and I believe Glenn Coble will be there, and we're going to have a little pre-Thanksgiving at the studio, because Bob Welsh is making pumpkin pie pizza. That's going to be something else. Now, also on that day, we are going to have two new inductees into the Upper Crust Society. Now, last year, I entered the Upper Crust Society, and what happens is Bob brings a pizza dough down here, and you sign the pizza dough, and then he takes the pizza dough back, and he takes a picture of you with the dough, and then he takes the pizza dough back to Columbus, he shellacks it to where it's ready to go, and then he takes a picture of the pizza dough that you signed. He takes a picture of you holding the pizza dough creates a plaque, gives you the plaque, and then you become a member of the Upper Crust Society. Now, this year, Mary Ellen Withrow will be joining the Upper Crust Society, as well as George Kasotis. Now, George will be in studio on November 23rd to sign his crust and take a picture with it for the plaque. Now, Mary Ellen, I don't think, is going to be able to make it to the studio on the 23rd, but we've talked to Mary Ellen, and we'll just go see her that afternoon and have her sign the crust and take a picture of her with the crust, and then we'll do the presentation probably on Fruitcake Toss Night. Now, if Mary Ellen is able to come out for a few minutes Fruitcake Toss Night to get the plaque and be there for the presentation, we'll do that, or we'll set it for another time. Whatever is able to be done with our dealings that night. But we will get it done, to be sure. And the presentation will also happen with George Kasotis around that time. So big things happening here. Pumpkin pie pizza. How about that? Well, yesterday we had a very, yesterday? We had a very interesting conversation on the air in hour number two. Had a lot of calls yesterday. Took us almost right up till the end of the program. There was a story, and I believe it ran in Sunday's edition of the Marion Star, is what I'm being told, about Judge Warner, our former Judge Warner here in town. And apparently, former Judge Warner, I have not read the article, and I need to do this, but it spurred outrage with people yesterday. Former Judge Warner, apparently, who is still in prison, by the way, there was a hearing held that was going to determine if Judge Warner could get his law license back after he gets out of prison. Well, apparently this was kind of done in secret, and not too many people knew about it, and it irritated people. Apparently, from what the reporting was that the family of the boy who was in the accident was not even notified of this hearing. And what we learned was, and they named him in the article, I believe it was Judge Teresa Ballinger and County Commissioner Kerr Murray and Judge Frericks, and I know I'm forgetting somebody else, but people sent letters in saying that his law license should be reinstated. And apparently the only person who spoke out against it was Judge Edwards. So, I don't know. You know, people were unhappy, I guess, because people didn't know this was happening and they could not participate. I think they were unhappy because a lot of people feel he shouldn't get his law license back, and that these people spoke out in favor of him getting his law license back. So, I thought I'd open up the floor again this morning if there was somebody yesterday who did not get to add their 2 cents. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have a feeling about the whole situation with Judge Warner? That was covered very well in the paper, I do have to say, on Sunday. And we heard from some people who had actually read the article yesterday. If you read the article in the newspaper, how do you feel about it? How do you think it came off? Do you think this is a problem? I don't know. It's an interesting story, to be sure. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts on the whole Judge Warner situation? You know, over time, this has really spurred interest in the community. I mean, it happened in the community, so obviously it would. And it involves one of our former judges, so that I think that helped spur the interest. But I don't know. We had some... Trying to think yesterday, I don't think anybody was really in favor of him getting back his license. Who called in? Now, that's different than the people who wrote the letters at the hearing that I guess people did not know was happening. Which maybe is a point of contention. I don't know. But if you have any thoughts on it, give us a buzz here. 740-751-4038. If you also have any comments or questions about Election Day, you can call in. So Election Day and the whole Warner thing, the Warner hearing that took place that could reinstate him as a lawyer, which has not been decided yet, I guess. 740-751-4038. Well, we also, I tell you, something else that was in the news heavy yesterday was President Trump was here in Ohio making the last campaign rounds before the big election day today. And there was a lot of talk yesterday that people thought he was going to announce that he was going to run for president again last night in Dayton. But that did not happen. But I guess he did say at the rally that on November 15th, which is only 7 days away from today, next week, that he would be making a big announcement from Mar-a-Lago, and people are now speculating that that is the announcement that he will be running for president again. So I guess we'll find out next Tuesday. Is next Tuesday November the 15th? I believe it is. So a week from today, a week from Election Day, we'll find out what's going on there. He didn't say what the announcement was, but that there would be a big announcement on November the 15th. So there you go. A lot of talk about the fire levy. That's on the ballot here in Marion. You know, the question there is, did the fire department make a good case of why they need a new fire station? I don't know. I guess that's an interesting question, and I guess we'll find out tonight. The River Valley School renewal levy is on the ballot. So all these things coming up today. Does anybody have any feeling on the fire levy? 740-751-4038. So a lot of topics here this morning. We've got the fire levy. Do you think it will pass? We've got, what else do we have here? Fruitcake toss. Do we have any more information regarding any entrance into the fruitcake toss? And remember, you can enter anybody. Any more thoughts on the Judge Warner case? Do you think he should be granted his law license? What do you think in regard to this whole hearing happening? Election Day, any thoughts today on Election Day? Any thoughts on the Powerball, that the drawing has not happened as of yet, not to my knowledge? It had not happened when I went on the air this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz, and we can certainly discuss it here today. You know, I would imagine today a lot of people are heading to the polls. You know, sun came up a little earlier this morning because of the time change over the weekend. Has anybody went out and voted already? Were the polls busy this morning? You know, usually the busy time for the polls are early in the morning because people do it before they go to work. Or they're in the evening after 5 o'clock because people are off work and they're trying to get it done before the 7:30 deadline. So has anybody been out to vote this morning? And if you have, what was the atmosphere at the polls this morning? I think the two biggest polling places in Marion are the Coliseum and Day Spring Church. So were there a lot of people out this morning? You know, I'm kind of curious to that question, because I keep hearing that a lot of people did vote early. So I don't know. Has anybody been out early this morning and voted? If so, what were the polling places like out there this morning? 740-751-4038. You know, I wonder our friend Sarah, who drives the bus, I wonder if she takes a lot of people to the polling place on Election Day. I wonder if there's a lot of call for people who do not have transportation or can't drive anymore to go to the polling spots. I don't know. I know there were services that did that for some people. I don't know if there were this year or not. I certainly didn't hear about them if there were. Not to say that there were not. But that's how that story all shakes out. So there you go. That's basically the rundown of the stories this morning. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to any of that here this morning on WGH Talk? Anything from the Powerball drawing not happening last night, entering anybody in the fruitcake toss? What do you make of Election Day today? Are you happy it'll be over? Are you excited to see the results tonight? The Judge Warner saga, which continues on, is this a good or a bad thing that this meeting took place in regard to Judge Warner? What do you think, Donald Trump? Is he going to run for president next Tuesday? Is he making that announcement November the 15th? Will the fire levy pass here locally? Anything you got, give me a buzz. 44 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind, we would be glad to talk about. Interesting day. Coming off the Powerball, coming into election 2022. You know, election mornings are always such a busy morning for people. I've noticed that in covering elections for many decades now, that election mornings become a very busy morning for people in general. So we'll see how that all shakes out. I think a call's coming in here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just food for thought. They come in, people. I am very much for the fire department. But think of the people that have spent more than that on the hope they would win the lottery.
You know, I was shocked yesterday, and I know I said this yesterday about the people who came out on Saturday and last week to play the lottery. But yesterday, my goodness gracious, I even bought a ticket, and I did not buy a ticket for any of the other drawings. But I almost, I became a bandwagon jumper yesterday because I thought, everybody's buying one. Everybody.
Yeah, so if we would turn that around and say, yes, everyone's voting for the fire department because we all need it.
Well, you know, here's the thing about the fire department, and I think I talked with them when they originally announced they were going to put this on the ballot. The fire department, I don't think, is a Republican-Democrat issue. So it's one of those rare things where everybody who turns out to the polls is just going to make a decision, do I want to vote for this or not? And what the fire department had to do was show the need that we need a new fire station. And because I don't, you know, here's the thing. Most people don't follow the news. We know the circulation at the newspaper is very poor. We know that people who read the newspaper online only spend seconds on an article, so they don't read the whole thing. Did they make the case to those people who are going to be out there voting for something else that they need a new fire station? Because this will not... I don't even think people read the ballot. I think they look at that and they go, new tax? I'm not voting for that unless the case is made that we need this. So did the fire station make the case?
Well, sometimes uninformed votes, I understand if you are running, that sometimes that was your best bet. But I don't understand why this could impact every person in Marion. And it probably, if they tally up what they spent on wishing they got a win, that they would spend more than they do on the increase on the fire department. And I would think they'd all think, well, and besides that, if they wait another 2 or 3 or 4 years, it's just going to get more costly to replace it just because the price of everything goes up. But, you know, I don't think we, the only time we're really happy to see the fire departments if we need them.
Well, that's true. And I don't, I really don't think if you went to any voter today and said, do you want to help the fire department? I think they would all say yes, consciously. I think the problem is that when they go to vote, nobody goes in the voting booth with you. And I think most people do not, certainly on a local issue like this, they don't understand what this levy is for. All they see is new tax, and nobody wants any more money out of their pocket. I'll be interested to see what happens with the renewal from River Valley, because that is not even a new tax. That's just a renewal. But again, did River Valley make the case that it's a renewal? That's what happens a lot of times on these levies and things of that nature is, was the push made hard enough to inform the voter why we're doing this?
Well, and then sometimes I think the ones that are doing the campaigning and so forth kind of think ignorance is bliss, you know, well, for your constituents. You know, well, they'll either vote for it or they won't. And there are some people, I don't care what it is, are not going to vote for anything that raises their taxes. But if the fire department and the squad started charging each individual for every time they make a run, maybe they would think different. I don't know.
Well, you know what I've always wondered, and I understand why the city and the county, it would be the city for this particular fire station, but I understand why they have to go to tax dollars to do something like this. But what's interesting to me is, if you drive out here to Route 95 to the college, if you drive Marion Tech, any of the colleges out here, you will see people who have donated millions of dollars to have rooms named after them, to have hallways named after them, to have their name in the lobby, to have part of a street named for them. Now, if the fire department is a need, which certainly I don't think anybody would disagree, if you just went to the community like that, like the colleges do, and said, hey, you know what, we need such and such, I'm not sure how much they need to build this new building, I should have that in front of me, but I don't know what it is, could they raise the money to build a new fire station?
I'm sure they have figured that out from what the tax base and all that is.
Well, I don't know, you know, because I think about the sheriff's office, because we recently, you know, moved the sheriff's office out to Delaware Avenue. Now, that never made the ballot because the county commissioners said, you know, we will fund this because the old building's in horrible shape. And evidence is being destroyed, and the basement's flooding, and people can't work in there. But even, I don't believe they believe they could have gotten it passed on the ballot. So they just went to the county commissioners, and I don't know if any state money went into that or not. I can't remember. But they went to them, and a lot of that was just funded through the commissioners. So I don't know if things like that pass. I think we'll find out tonight. But I know that when they wanted to build the fire station on 98, corner 98 and 95, so people in town here would have quicker response times instead of an ambulance coming from Caledonia, they turned that down pretty good.
See, I just don't understand that. And there's a lot of money spent that you think, did we really need that? But benefits each and every person that lives in Marion City, each person, not, you know, pick and choose. I just don't understand. But then, we're not very civic-minded. I understand that, too.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, this is the morning of, and people are out voting right now. What is your feeling tonight? Do you think it will pass, or do you think it will not pass?
I like to keep the suspense. I hope. But I'll tell you, Scott, when I was a kid, people had a lot more respect for the election day. I mean, you were honored to get asked by the trustees or whoever if you wanted to serve or if you would serve. You didn't drag your kids to into the polls. No, they had to sit in the car. It was a very important thing. And I remember when I was a kid growing up, they used to vote in a little bit building by the schoolhouse. And we were not even at recess. We were not even allowed to play around that building.
Yeah, I mean,
just how things have gotten so relaxed. And I think that's when we get ourselves in trouble. You know, everybody's right. Everybody has an opinion. They have an opinion, but they think that they're the only ones that's right. And it's pretty sad. I mean, I think, as my brother used to say, nothing is sacred.
No, and I do believe that tomorrow, no matter what happens today, tomorrow, it really could be a different world. Now, these people will not take office tomorrow, but most of them will in January. But I'll tell you, if we vote a certain way on some of these issues, when the smoke all clears tonight, not only in the state but in the country, it very well could be a different looking country. And I don't know if people think of it like that. I really don't know anymore. You know, I was paying attention a little bit to this rally last night that former President Trump was giving in Dayton. And I thought, you know, a lot of that rally had to do with this announcement next Tuesday. Now, I don't know if that's a reason for people to get out and vote. I couldn't quite, I was trying to figure out what that had to do with today's election. I understand he wanted to promote that he's making this announcement, but in what I thought...
really, Scott, if Vance can't make it on his own, why would he have to drag in someone else or whatever? I just think that it's just pretty darn sad. It always seems like everything's just a little bit underhanded.
And I do think DeWine was there last night. It's weird how the reporters take these pictures, but I know Vance was definitely there, and I know DeWine was supposed to be there, but I don't know if I saw any pictures of DeWine there. I'm sure he was there if he said he was going to be, but, you know, I don't know if at this point if he needs any help.
Well, I don't either, and you know, sometimes ignorance is bliss. What you don't listen to and what you don't know, and just use your own common good sense, I think you're better off. Because they get you so confused. Hey, Scott, have a nice day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That was a great opinion. And it's a good question. You know, we certainly have spent a lot of money on the Powerball. But when it comes to the fire levy, will it pass? Will it not? We'll find out tonight, starting at 7:15. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you have any opinions on any of this? 5 minutes left to go in this particular hour, 55 minutes past the hour. Topic, you picked the topic here this morning. From the Powerball not being drawn last night because of an issue with one of the spots where tickets were sold. It is Election Day. Any thoughts on that? The fire levy? Any of the races going on today? The Judge Warner case? Heaven knows we spent a lot of time talking about that yesterday. Certainly hearing more opinions about that are not necessary at this point. Remember the conversation was about the article that appeared Sunday in the Marion Star that Judge Warner might be getting his law license back. Some people had written some letters encouraging that, and they were local officials, Judge Teresa Ballinger, Judge Frericks, County Commissioner Kerr Murray, and apparently this all went without people knowing that it was going to happen, which I guess is what has sparked the anger in people. But I don't know. What do you make of that? Should he get his law license back? 740-751-4038. And I guess those are the big issues here this morning on this Election Day 2022. 57 minutes past the hour, November the 8th. 2022, 42 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Again, if anybody's been to the polling places this morning, what's the feeling there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. It's always great to hear from the listening audience because your opinions, as I always say, mean more than mine or really anybody else's, because a lot of times you are far more informed on issues out there than I am or anybody else is. Now, don't forget, our live election coverage starts tonight, 7:15 p.m. All kinds of call-ins. Linda Sim, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett in studio with me, Glenn Coble at the Board of Elections. Going to hear from local candidates, contributors, people of that nature. And our big Veterans Day celebration will be on Friday from 10:15 a.m. until 12 noon on this station. Remember, you can always hear this station streaming live on the internet, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app. It's absolutely free on any mobile device, your smartphone, your smart television, your Alexa, your Google Dot, your laptop, your computer, whatever you have. Download the TuneIn app. It's absolutely free. And search WWGH, and you can hear us live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 24/7, as they say. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Don't forget that election coverage tonight, starting at 7:15 p.m. and going nonstop. We will not break away until all of the races are called, or until the machines break down. Whichever happens first, I guess, is how that will all shake out tonight. Well, we've got more. We've got a whole nother hour coming up here on the program, so do not switch that dial for love nor money. We're going to step out here for about 15 minutes and come back with more Election Day 2022 decision time. Be back in around 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Then got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows for